Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. CLL Society awards research projects advancing CLL/SLL care. CLL Society, the leading authority for chronic lymphocytic leukemia and small lymphocytic lymphoma patients, has announced the recipients of its 2025 Research Program Awards. This year, three outstanding researchers have been honored across key categories, including Integrative Medicine, Clinical Scholar, and Young Investigator Awards. Dr. Nancy Musoki from Cleveland Clinic Cancer Institute received the Integrative Medicine Award for her project on curcumin and physical activity's impact on CLL/SLL progression. Dr. Matthew S. Davids from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute was honored with the Clinical Scholar Award for his work on optimizing glofitamab combination therapy in Richter's transformation. Dr. Quinlan Sievers from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center received the Young Investigator Award for his research on mechanisms of resistance to BTK inhibitors. These awards aim to improve outcomes and quality of life for patients with CLL and SLL through innovative research projects. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.